It's Virginia with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and I wanted to talk with you today about the fact that you have wisdom worth sharing. Now, while we're ending our time, we'll say in 2023, I've been kind of thinking about, not, you know, like we all do, about the year, how it's gone, how it's not gone, maybe what we'd all like more of in 2024. And I feel like as we're going through the holiday season, at least here in the United States, you know, let's be very honest. It can be both daunting and exciting. We can try to plan balance, but then we still have plot twists. And, you know, I just feel like I have been attempting to block out my schedule for the rest of the year, and even if it's only a couple weeks till the end of it, just to have some dormancy. Now, this kind of makes me think about prepping for the work to come. And, you know, this deep dive work, we all do it differently. Some of us need absolutely zero notifications on a phone, or we need no meetings, or we don't need any more conversations than what's on our schedule now. But it makes me think about this, like, how can you create in your schedule time, like deep dive time, so your next steps can take root? And no, I don't technically mean from December 31st into January 1st in the new year. Really, you can do it whenever you want to. It can be the middle of next year if you want. But when we think of deep dive, try to think of what you need when you do deep dives, when you set aside time. What is your learning style like? What's your experiential style like? How do you make room for things to take root? Okay. So I love serving. I love, you know, conversations with others, but I'll admit the last few months I've really had to dial back a little bit because I don't have all the spoons right now. My silverware drawer is messy. We'll just put it that way, okay? Because life is lifing. And so when you think of what you need to hold space for, let's just be honest. Creation, creating time for ourselves, it's a gift, right? Sometimes we have to really practice it. And when we share our truths and experiences that can actually light the path for others, we also need to light the way for ourselves, and sometimes that takes these things. So let's talk about creating, sharing, and lighting the way for others. You know, I actually ended up, funny enough, a while back doing a survey for this women's email group, we'll say, and it was really fun because I was helping and serving them, and that's one of my tenets in this lifetime. But I think it was really interesting because even when I'm being honest with them and transparent and talking about my journey, you want to know something funny? Even after years of varying personal and professional experiences and making it through dark times and varying things, I still wasn't sure if I had wisdom worth sharing. To this day, even after years and years of experience, even though I help women do this very thing and help them believe in themselves, you know, I still scoffed at some of my accomplishments. I still downplayed certain approaches I take in this life. And that's problematic, right? That's a problematic pattern. And I know I'm not the only one. Because when we do this, we're consciously dimming our gifts and our strengths. So do you do the same thing? All right, let's own it. It's okay. So I want to give you three steps to share your wisdom, okay? So think of this, replay it, write notes, whatever you need to do to remember this, okay? So first, take time in the upcoming weeks, and no, it doesn't just have to be for the end of the year, it can be any time. Take time in the upcoming weeks to set aside deep dive minutes. You can do hours, you can do days, you can do little chunks of time, but do it so you can start to resettle and stay settled in yourself. Number two, in all the journeys you've been on, you've built a vast number of skills and strengths. Just try to remember them and allow space for them to flourish and be known. I think that's hard. And let them be known, okay? You deserve it. Finally, number three, when you feel yourself cutting off an accomplishment, like vocally, or maybe waving a hand to downplay it, I do that all the time. I do it actually, even though you can't see me right now. Stop. Just stop. I mean it, okay? You don't have to be arrogant or full of yourself, but speak your truth and your strengths and let them hang out there in the conversation, okay? Now, as we're shifting from the end of the year and into a new one, you know, let me know if there's anything you want me to cover and share my perspective on. If I've got the insight and the experience, I'll share a perspective on it. Because, you know, this is how we have conversation and this is how we light the path for each other, okay? And this is how we specifically continue to root into who we are and remember our wisdom within. All right, so I know it's been a little bit since our last episode, and again, this is kind of how things are organically going at this point, but there's plenty to go visit and learn from me in other ways. There's the weekly wisdom. You can get on the YouTube channel, but honestly, if you sign up for the FSW Circle on my website, you can actually just get it in your inbox directly, so you don't have to go hunting for anything. Also, I do obviously have this podcast, as you know, because you're listening to it. I'm also on LinkedIn. You can find me there and I support others and show up there. And I also have my products and services. You're welcome to look into those. And another reason why I've been so busy as well is like FSW is getting a new paint job, the actual website. So I've been working on that and that's a lot of fun and also a deep dive. Okay. So if you want to check that out, it should be ready very, very, very soon. And you just know that you are worth it. You're worth the change. You're worth the curiosity. You're worth your strengths. You're worth your gifts. You can do this. You can do this. Okay. So don't doubt that you have wisdom worth sharing because you do. You do, my friend, and it's time to do it. All right. Happy, happy holidays to you at the very end of 2023. Okay. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, stay warm. Take care of you. If you're in the Southern, you actually take care of you too. Get some sunscreen. Okay. And know that I am here with you as you share your wisdom with the world. I'll chat with you soon. Blessings. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on femininesagewisdom.com and let me know how this story resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle. Plus, you'll get my free priority pack when you do. Or if you want to dive into the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, check it out at femininesagewisdom.com as well when you join the FSW Circle. As always, if you have any questions or comments, contact me one-to-one. And I'm going to chat with you soon.